There's nothing better than sports on a Sunday.
The return to glory.
It's time to kick off.
20, he will score!
Tip off.
Way downtown, bang, bang!
Or tee off.
They're going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
On Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
An off-season edition, but a Sunday edition of Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Sunday, having a fantastic weekend as we edge closer to the July 4th weekend, a little holiday action coming up. My name is Colin Russo. Joined alongside me is Kate Jumslin. We're at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Sunday Huddle, of course, presented by our pals over at Hard Rock Bet. Go download that app today because Hard Rock Bet is perfect. You get on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, and if you're the brand new person to a sportsbook looking to get involved in the sportsbook, well, Hard Rock's got you covered there. Or if you're somebody like me at this point who is a little bit more expert-y and wants to a lot out of their sportsbook, has high demands. That's what Hard Rock also offers. You can put together complicated parlays. You can utilize promos. You can get started on Battle of the Bets where you put as little as $1 into a major cash pot. And if you win, you take one side or the other, left or right, over, under. And if you win, you get your cash earnings back. And if you're on the winning side, you get a piece of the pie, a big pot, upwards of $250,000 that Hard Rock has. That's how fun it is. That's the type of promos and profit boosts that Hard Rock has to offer. If you get started now as well, you get $100 back in bonus bets if that first bet does not hit. So Hard Rock's got you covered from all bases. Try it today. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms and conditions apply. Considered by gambling, call 1-888. Admit it. We're on your radio dial at ESPN 106.3. Also streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. Kate Chumson behind the glass with me. Kate, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Colin. It's been a good one.
So the funny part about this time of year is we could break down how the Mets stink right now if we really wanted to, but there's not a lot going on. This is, quote-unquote, the dead period of the sports calendar year. For me, I'll be into Wimbledon next week. You got the NBA free agency coming up in just about 2 days. So that will be interesting. But we're at a point now where there's just not a lot going on. Point blank, period. But I was thinking about over the weekend is the summer. That's movie time.
Oh, yeah.
And F1, there's the F1 the movie. That's what they called it. With Brad Pitt. Came out on Friday. And it's made by the guy who made Top Gun Maverick. So it's like a visual type of movie. It's supposed to look good. And I'm seeing it today at 12:20. So I'm excited for that, number one. Number two is it's a sports movie. Everybody says it's a classic sports movie. We don't get a lot of those anymore. Mm-mm. I feel like sports movies are few and far, or good ones, are few and far between. And hopefully that this F1 movie can spark a little interest for me personally in actual F1 racing. Maybe I could get into the sport because of that, because that's what sports movies can do. But it also got me thinking about some of the great sports movies that I've ever seen. We did a little bit of this on Friday, and I thought it'd be a fun idea. Cade thought it'd also be a fun idea to do a draft of the sports movies now that we're sort of in the season. How rare is it do we get a new blockbuster, big movie, sports movie? We don't get it that often.
Not that big, for sure. They come every so often, but they're always like under the radar, small markets.
And a couple times a year, tops. Nothing crazy.
Nothing that people have been anticipating for weeks on end now, it seems like.
So because of that, I think it'd be, this is as good of a time as any to draft our favorite sports movies. And Cade, how do you want to do this? Do you want to do this snake style?
Yeah.
So one
classic,
and then the other two, three,
yeah,
three,
let's make
four.
It happen.
How deep do you want to go? How many picks?
I could go 10. Do you want
10 apiece?
I could go 10 apiece. Because you and I, let's think about it. You and I was listening to a little bit on Friday. I think you and I are going to have different ideas on what our favorite sports movies are. So there's not really going to be a whole lot of fighting between the two of us, because there's just some that I don't think, like, honestly, you were berating Christian Cat on how little sports movies that man has watched.
Ridiculous.
I haven't watched too many more than him, but
Have your favorites.
I have my favorites for sure. Let's go 7. I think we can get a good...
I like meeting halfway.
Good,
let's meet at 7.
Good reach of 7. So let's make this happen. I'll let you take honors for first pick.
All right, first pick. I don't think you're going to take it, so I'm going to leave it on the board.
I have a couple of those, too. I want to go.
You got to do this strategically.
Yeah, you got to go for the ones.
I'm going to go.
Your first pick is going to tell me a lot.
See, the favorite of mine, I don't want to steal it. I'm going to get Rocky for off the board. Rocky's number
okay.
one. Rocky's number one.
Yep.
Cade, you got second and third pick.
That's a solid one. All right, I'm taking this. I will explain what my kind of Mount Rushmore ones are, what my top ones are I pick them potentially.
Rocky's my first pick of the sports movie draft.
Yep.
And you get two and three.
You saw it in the thumbnail. I'm going to take Miracle.
Yeah.
I'm going to take
Miracle. I knew
Miracle.
I wasn't going to get that. And nope. I don't think that's worth of my first one. All right, so you took Miracle.
I was pretty sure you were going to take it if I didn't. So that's why I had to go there.
I would have taken it the second go-round.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, I figured you would have. So I'm gonna nab Miracle off the board. I don't exactly know 100% where to go next. All right, I'm just going to make sure I get this one because I feel like this is such a classic. I need to have it. I'll go Remember the Titans.
Okay.
In my opinion, the greatest football movie. And I feel like it just, if I want an all-around roster here, I'm going to make sure I get Remember the Titans.
All right, so you went Miracle, then Remember the Titans is two and three. I have Rocky. I'm going Moneyball.
Yep.
Moneyball is my, and listen, selfish, I'm an A's fan. I think it's a great movie. It's not accurate. It's not, before anybody yells at me, it's not that, it'd be, yeah, they won 102 games. It's not because of Scott Hatterberg. All right? It's because of they had Mark Mulder, Barry Zito, and Tim Hudson. They had three Cy Young candidates at pitching, and they didn't mention him once in the movie. But I'm going to take Moneyball. It's my favorite baseball movie ever.
Yeah.
I have a special, that is a special place in
just
my
watched
heart.
It last night, actually.
Did you really?
In anticipation for this show.
Did you like, was that your first time watching it?
It was my first time sitting down and watching it from the very start to the very finish because I'd watched it on like cable, just scrolling through channels.
Yeah, it's a casual movie.
So I had gotten the full picture, but from actually hitting play from the very beginning, that was my first time.
And what'd you think?
It's outstanding, and I knew it was. Like I said, I've seen the movie, essentially.
That's a great movie. You know what's the best scene in that movie I love? I love when they do the 20-game streak and they go through all the history. And it's Bob Costas on the call.
Yes.
And they're going through about how they beat the Philadelphia A's record. And that's a great part of the music in that movie as well.
You said Hatterberg earlier. My favorite part is when they go to his house.
Yeah.
And they get him.
We'll teach it, no problem.
Right. It's incredibly difficult. Yeah.
Tell him, Josh. It's incredibly hard. Well, anything worth doing is. It's great.
That's my best.
And Billy Beane's always is eating in every scene in that movie. It's so funny. He's always just munching down popcorn or Twinkies.
The seeds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
So you have your number, you have Rocky and Moneyball.
Yes. All right, I got to think strategically here. You know, I could go a couple different directions, but I think this is a great movie, and I have a feeling you're going to take it. I'm going to take 42.
It was on my big board.
So I'm going to take 40. I'm going to take Rocky, and I got to mix it up too. Rocky, Moneyball, 42. Those are my three picks. You have Miracle and Remember the Titans with two picks to play.
All right. I feel like in this seven-man roster, you want to get a great depth of sports as well as great movies.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
I don't know if I go basketball this early because I don't think you're going to take it, but this is actually my number one sports movie of all time, basketball.
Okay.
Glory Road. Glory Road for me.
I would have taken it eventually. It's a great movie. It's a true story as well. So yep. That's why that movie's special.
Glory Road is, in my opinion, the greatest sports movie of all time. It is the perfect balance of true to the story and accurate, even how the players look. You put the players side by side, they almost look identical, as well as that family fun Disney movie that you can just turn on and have a great time with whoever you're watching it with. I'll go Glory Road as my basketball movie for now. I'll go with, I feel like I have to get a baseball movie before too many go. I'm going to take Field of Dreams.
Believe it or not, I like the movie. I wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah, I just feel like this is the baseball movie for me.
Yeah.
42 and Moneyball.
Glory Road would have been taken for me. But I have the two baseball, 42 and Moneyball. I think those are my two favorite baseball movies ever.
I would have taken both of those over Field of Dreams.
Right.
So let me just get
I don't think it's fantastic, but I think it's a good movie.
I really only watch Field of Dreams for, James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think his performance is outstanding, and he's hilarious in the movie, too.
All right, so you got Miracle, Remember the Titans, Glory Road, Field of Dreams. Three true stories on there, too.
I'm not a big fictional sports guy, because a lot of them are like comedies.
Yeah.
And I'm not a comedy guy at all. So yes, you will see a majority of my movies be the biographical type of sports movies, which I still believe are sports movies, unlike one Theo Dorsey.
I don't think you're going to take it, so I'm going to stay away from mine. I have a favorite sports movie that I don't think you're going to touch, so okay. I'm gonna actually stay away from that. I think Creed should be on here.
Dang it, that was my next pick.
Creed should be on here. I have Rocky and Creed, no shame.
Nope, that would have been literally my next pick.
Outstanding fighting movies, two different feels. One, like, you know, the heart of Philly. Love both of them.
Yep.
Creed is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
That's my first one I'm upset about.
Yeah. That is a great movie. I haven't taken a football movie yet. The thing is, Remember the Titans is probably the best of the best, but I think Friday Night Lights, the movie, is a fantastic movie. And I'm going to put it on there.
Is that with, I'm forgetting his name.
What, Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, with, no. The coach
yeah,
is...
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not... It's the movie version. I think it's great. It's Odessa, and I don't know. It just kind of encapsulates high school sports.
The same point guard from Glory Road. Isn't he the running back?
Yes. Yes.
It's the same guy, right?
He's Boobie Miles in the movie.
So yes. I have seen Friday Night Lights.
Great movie. I like it because it's so much more football-centric than the show is. It's strictly about the football.
Isn't Tim McGraw the dad also?
I believe so. I don't think...
Because that was the whole thing, is that he was the dad in Blindside and the dad in Friday Night Lights?
Yes, because, he was the drunk. Yes, that's right. He was
the guy who flips out and throws the ring out the window.
And he throws the ring out the window. That's it.
I hated that scene so much. I actually really dislike that movie.
You don't like that movie?
No, I can't stand that movie because... Of all the like weird, spoiled brats that are in that movie, the dad, the running back. It's a great movie towards the middle and the
boosters. Oh, the Texas boosters who are just so entitled. Yeah.
And then at the very end, they lose. And then the graphic when they're walking down the street is like, the next year they went undefeated and won. It's like, well, we couldn't have ended the movie on that one. We couldn't
make the movie a year later.
Had to end the movie on the loss.
I think a lot of it is about Boobie Miles, too. But yes, I that is a personal favorite of mine.
Okay.
I think it's a great movie. Huge fan of that. Friday Night Lights would be my probably lone football movie of my bunch. So I got Rocky, Moneyball, 42, which I haven't talked about enough, which is just a great movie.
42 is outstanding.
Period. Great movie. Harrison Ford's fantastic as Branch Rickey.
Coming from the Central Florida area, I've actually been to a lot of the ballparks he practiced at and played at.
Yeah.
Because his spring training was in Central Florida.
Yeah.
And so actually, like, Jackie Robinson Ballpark is in my hometown.
And then they eventually moved it to when he was in the middle of his career down to Vero. That's how they did it.
That's middle of the career, but it's not in the movie. In the movie, you actually get the Sanford,
his first one was,
the land, Daytona. I've been to all those ballparks. Wow. Really, really cool watching that movie for the first time. I got three picks left. I'm saving my golf movie as a golfer. I've seen a few. I'm saving my golf movie for the end because I'm 99% positive you won't pick it.
Okay.
So I need two other movies. I've hit the big sports. I've hit hockey. I've hit baseball, football, basketball. I still want to keep my trend of a great variety of sports. I'm going to go racing. Ford versus Ferrari.
Good movie.
Outstanding Matt Damon, Christian Bale combo of a movie. My favorite racing movie.
Great movie.
So I'll take Ford versus Ferrari there. Now I'm stuck between my last one.
This is not your last pick, is it?
This is not. No, because I'm saving... My golf one will be last, but this is my second to last. I have so many different sports I can take from here. I'm just going to go childhood favorite. Not, you won't necessarily call this like greatest movie, sports movie of all time. This is just one that I remember personally growing up watching all the time. I'll go Secretariat.
Good movie.
Horse racing movie. Phenomenal horse racing movie about the greatest horse racer of all time.
Yep.
Another one of those, again, I'm a family fun, biographical Disney guy. Not afraid to say it. This is just a fun movie to watch. Secretariat.
Good movie indeed. See, the thing is, I love Hoosiers. I'm not going to draft Hoosiers. I'm not going to draft
Hoosiers. I definitely thought that would be on here for you.
I love Hoosiers, but you know what? I like Coach Carter more. Coach Carter's going
to
be...
That is a tough one. I'll give you that. That's a tough one to pick.
Coach Carter is my favorite basketball movie ever. I think Sam L. Jackson's fantastic. I love the camaraderie around the movie. Another one. where I mean, where the team doesn't win at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I kind of like that. You know, the journey that fall up short. You don't always need the stereotypical
True
finish.
True that.
But I think Coach Carter's fantastic. Huge fan of it. Always had a special place. I watch it at least once a year. I watch Moneyball every March. So like, there's a number of movies here that I watch moderately consistently.
And you got your basketball movie up there. Yep.
Yeah. Coach Carter, Friday Night Lights, Creed 42, Moneyball, and Rocky. The last one, this is just my favorite sports movie ever. I don't know. I doubt you've seen it. It's Warrior. Have you seen that movie?
I've definitely heard of it, though. I know what it's about.
Definitely got to watch it.
Okay.
Warrior came out in 2011. It lost money at the box office. Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton. It's about two brothers.
It's the brothers one, right?
Brothers.
So that's a movie
estranged brothers. So they like don't talk to each other. And they got an alcoholic father, but they're both fighters. Middleweight, UFC type mixed martial arts fighters. And there's a huge tournament. Put it all together.
Yeah.
Like, but yes,
that is a movie I surprisingly see a lot on social media. Just clips when Tom Hardy first gets in the ring in that in the gym.
Yes.
No one thinks he's going to do well. Yes. And he just knocks out the guy in 5 seconds.
Right.
I see that clip all the time.
And that movie lost money at the box office. It was not marketed well, and it's very gritty. It's like Pittsburgh. It's kind of blue collar, Creed esque.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about the movie is all the characters are great. But the first half, other than that scene that you just remarked, has not a lot of fighting at all.
Mm.
And the second half is basically all fighting.
Nice.
Which is why I think it's just like a perfect switch. I watched it recently. I watched it about 2 or 3 weeks ago because I have the indoor bike. I set up my bike in an indoor trainer.
Okay.
So I'll just throw on a movie. Just something that I always see. I don't watch anything new. I watch something old because I'm not going to be able to pay attention as much. And I watched Warrior the other day, and I finished, and I still sat on the couch and finished the movie. That's how much I liked it.
Nice.
Warrior is my second favorite movie ever.
Okay.
Of everything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Second favorite ever. Warrior just, I knew you wouldn't take it, so I'm not stealing it, but
no,
that's why
sure.
I waited. Warriors get definitely my favorite sports movie of all
time. I'm the same way here. This is not my favorite sports movie, but it is my favorite golf movie. I'm going to go, it's called The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Is that with Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
I have not seen that, actually.
Phenomenal movie. Phenomenal cinematography when it comes to shooting a game of golf. They hit every single angle when it comes to how to shoot a golf movie. They'll put drones that follow the ball through the air, glass underneath the ball when people hit it or when people putt into a cup. Love the visual effects of that movie. Plus, great New England sports family fun movie. Shia LaBeouf is fantastic. Shia LaBeouf actually learned how to play golf for the first time through this movie because he wanted the part so badly. Young Shia LaBeouf, he's like a teenager. And one that gets you so excited about the game of golf. Now, what's so funny about this movie is that none of my other golf friends, like from college or high school, they've never seen this movie or they have a different favorite golf movie. And I'm just obsessed with this movie. Just found out the other day that our teammate, Margot, her boyfriend is a professional golfer here in Palm Beach County. It's his favorite movie of all time. And I'm like, finally,
that's on
someone who knows golf.
All right, I got to watch that.
Someone who knows golf, who loves this movie. Greatest game ever played. It's going to round it out for me.
Okay. So interesting. All right, so let's round this up.
Okay.
My team, Serpentine, 7 picks apiece, sports movies. I had the first overall pick. I have Rocky, Moneyball, 42, Creed, Friday Night Lights, Coach Carter, and Warrior. Cade on the other side.
Miracle, Remember the Titans, Glory Road, Field of Dreams, Ford versus Ferrari, Secretariat, Greatest Game Ever Played.
A lot of good mixture there.
We're going to actually post this on our social media story. Go ahead and vote for yourself. Which set of movies would you want to keep over the others?
I like that. I like that. Good mix on each side. I really, really, truly.
Any honorable mentions that didn't make our list?
You know, Hoosiers should have been on there.
You mentioned one on Friday, King Richard.
King Richard's a good movie. I don't think I would have drafted it, but it's a good movie.
I was tempted to take it there because I heard that Will Smith won the Oscar.
Yeah, I think
it was a great movie.
Yeah.
Then I watched it myself. Wow.
You watched it, yeah.
I've watched it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal, underrated sports movie that not a lot of people talk about anymore, obviously because of the surrounding drama with the movie, but still a phenomenal movie about the Williams sisters.
Yeah, there's a ton of, the Sandlot's wouldn't get drafted for me. The Fighter wouldn't get drafted for me. Draft Day would not get drafted for me.
Invincible.
Good movie, wouldn't get drafted for me. I like the movie. I don't think it's great. Like Dick Vermeule is good in the movie, like Papali, of course. But
Chariots of Fire?
No.
Really?
No. So I'm thinking about like the next three picks. Like I would have taken Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And I would have bounced around in that in the next one. I might have taken Million Dollar Baby, which won Best Picture in 2004. Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great fighting movie. Sad, but a great movie. That probably would have been taken. And then that last pick, I probably would have bounced around a little bit. Not a lot of great racing movies out there. Hopefully I'll see the next one that'll make the list at 12:20.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Rush is a great movie about Niki Lauda.
Yep, Chris Hemsworth.
And James Rush. James Rush, who's not a big-time racer, but Niki Lauda is one of the best racers, Formula One racers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see how that goes. But that closes out our sports movie draft. Kate Chums and Colin Russo. We'll bounce around a little headlines on the flip side. It's Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3.
Let's go scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
This is Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3, the 29th of June, 2025. A beautiful morning, a hot morning in South Florida. We're at the City Play Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Colin Russo and Cade Chumsland with you on your radio dial at ESPN 106.3. Also streaming live. You can see our pretty faces at ESPN West Palm on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X. All right, Cade, we did our movie draft, our sports movie draft last segment. Now it's time to flip the scale a little bit back into the sports realm of things. It's time for us to blind rank the major sports headlines of the week. Cade, why don't you take it away?
Let's do this thing, Colin. So number one, like you said, it was the dead period, but I still got a few headlines to go over with you. Number one, Ohtani notches a 101.7 mile per hour fastball in two shutout innings against the Royals. Ohtani is back, dialing on the bump.
You got to think, first of all, doesn't matter how good anybody's playing in the NL, if he starts pitching, you know, four or five inning starts, and he's able to pitch well, moderately well, he's still getting his 50 homers. Oh, nobody's touching that MVP. So forget that. But where would I put that? I'd put that at four.
Wow.
It's a quiet sports week. I think there's going to be something brewing here. I'm going to do number four for Shohei Ohtani.
That's his fastest ball he's ever thrown.
Yeah, hitting 102. We got the reconstructed elbow. I mean, they're like bionic arms. I'll put that at number four of the 1 through 5.
All right. In the FIFA Club World Cup, our Inter Miami Herons will play the Champions League champs, PSG, in the round of 16. That game is noon today.
That's got to be two. Two, local. That's a huge matchup. And the thing about it is it's Messi's former team, PSG, who lost Mbappe after this year, and then they won the Champions League the year after.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a story there. Can Inter Miami keep up with them? Now, I'm not soccer guy, but I'm intrigued in that. So that will be number two because of our local ties.
I forget. One of our teammates told me the numbers, but the fact that Inter Miami has made the round of 16 in the FIFA Club World Cup, they earned more money than winning like 7 MLS championships.
Wow, how about that?
Something like that. Okay. That's how much this world tournament.
That's the FIFA money talking. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Comparison to our American League sports soccer championship. Number three, blind headlines. You've got the number two and the number four spot already filled up. The Chicago Bulls trade Lonzo Ball to the Cleveland Cavaliers in exchange for Isaac Okoro.
I think this is a great trade. I think people are going to talk about this trade like they talk about the Alex Caruso trade for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm.
And it's not because they were on the same team and were teammates on Chicago, but it's because Lonzo, if healthy, is an elite second unit guy. I'm going to put this at three. Lonzo, I think if Cleveland, and Okoro is not that good. So let's forget, if you're missing Isaac Okoro, please. Lonzo can shoot. He's a great playmaker. We all know that. And not only that, he's a very good defender. Darius Garland can never stay healthy for Cleveland. Lonzo's a plug and play in that regard. He's He's played for a number of teams. He's looking to get healthy again. I know he had the bad knee. But if he could put together a healthy season for Cleveland, or at least be ready in the postseason, I think people are going to be talking about this trade like they talk about the Alex Caruso trade for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think this is a great trade for Cleveland. I think they robbed the Chicago Bulls here. That's number three.
All right, two left. The one and the five spot are your last two, Colin.
I don't like where I'm at, but go ahead.
Here we go. Ilya Topuria. KOs. Hardcore. First round. Charles Oliveira for vacant title at UFC 317. Walking out with both of his UFC title belts. Hardcore. Called his shot, too. Said he was going to do it in the first round in the press conference and then did it. Didn't even look close.
I'm going to put this at one. I'm going to put this at one because Topuria, him beating Oliveira, and he's knocked out Holloway. He's probably going to go after Paddy Pimblett eventually. This guy is dominant. He's 17-0. He knocks everybody out. He's going after your favorite fighter. He's a machine. This is number one, and he did it in the first round. Because of that, I think this has got to be number one. And the fact that he moved up a weight class to fight him as well, I would be very nervous about this. So I don't know who's going to go after him next. Maybe it's Paddy Pimblett. Who knows? But I don't think anybody can beat him in that weight class. And I'm not a UFC guy, but when I do tune in and I see that, oh my goodness, this guy is going to be a problem. He is a problem already. That's number one. I like where I'm at.
There was a lot of hype around him, and then he delivered.
I like where I'm at. I like that being number one. All right, what's the last one?
On the same night in the boxing ring, Jake Paul defeats Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I wanted you to put the other one at five so badly.
Perfect. Love where I'm at. Jake Paul, anything Jake Paul, number five. This is not a big-time headline. Nobody cares.
That was my sneaky see where you put it at the very end.
Nobody cares where Jake Paul, who he's fighting, what retired fighter he's going after. Nobody has any interest. Please. Jake Paul, we don't need this. All right, that's number five. I like where I'm at.
I was about to say, I think you nailed it. So Topuria's KO is number one, followed by Inter Miami in the round of 16 against PSG, then the Lonzo trade, then Otani throwing 102, then Jake Paul.
I love that.
That's great. I think you nailed it.
I think I nailed that too. I'm good at this, Cade.
And that
surprised.
Was a mix-up. I threw everything at you.
We'll see. And this was a quiet sports week, so you could have went in a number of different directions there. And you didn't touch the draft. You didn't do any of that. So this was interesting. All right. Good job. All right. That was our blind ranking, of course, Cade Chums and Colin Russo.
But
Sunday
you came,
Huddle.
So I was actually surprised. You came into here going haywire over how bad the Mets are.
Yeah.
I was thinking about switching it up at the end, but I didn't necessarily see the headline about it.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. 2025 Boca Raton Bowl. We're talking about sports topics where we're going to have some bowl season stuff coming up soon. The 2025 Boca Raton Bowl is kicking off its 12th. year. It's going to be Tuesday, December 23rd at 2 p.m. at FAU Stadium. The game is going to air on ESPN. It's going to have two of the biggest and best teams from the Group of Five. They're going to battle it out for their chance at the title. You can find more information today by going to BocaRatonBowl.com. Follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and Facebook.com/Boca Bowl for more updates. The 2025 Boca Raton Bowl, Tuesday, December 23rd at FAU Stadium. Are you a UFC guy?
Not usually.
McGregor days, were you a UFC guy?
No, because it's all pay-per-view. And I'm not necessarily going to be the guy that's going out to the sports bar to watch a UFC fight. So
at midnight.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever awful time they usually are. I'll follow them. Like, my feed this morning was full of UFC stuff, and I watched it. So I follow it to the point of I watch the highlights after the fact, but I couldn't tell you who the best fighters are. I couldn't tell you how it all works. I literally am just like a social media follower type of guy when it comes to the UFC.
They paywalled each week. You can't buy a pay-per-view, twice a month. You can't do that. It's just it's not feasible. I know sometimes they do ESPN Plus and they save the main events for maybe once a month. But, I mean, that it gets tricky because it's difficult to watch. But I think when UFC is great, I do think it's a lot of fun. But, again, you got to be really in tuned with the up-and-comers and the undercards and stuff like that to really get your full I get your full fix, right?
Yeah.
But even a fight like last night, like I tuned in and I'll just leave it at that. And it was awesome, but it was quick. And also the thing about fighting that boxing dealt with this too. Boxing doesn't deal with this nearly as much because the rounds are going to be longer and they're not going to knock him out immediately. If you get an early knockout, crazy, 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 then you're thinking, the fight's over after 2 minutes.
What do I got to do now?
Yeah, the fight's over after 2 minutes. So you almost want like a 3-round slugfest. You don't want a 5-round, wrestle back and forth, trying to battle for positioning. And yet, in my opinion, it's awesome to see. It's a great headline. But you being able to watch that highlight this morning.
I watched the fight.
You watched the fight. What about the guy who paid for the pay-per-view and waited all night for it? He watched the fight too, yeah, but you like truly saw everything you need to see. I guess you can make that argument for anything, but if it's a great back and forth.
No, but it's different.
If it's a great back and forth match and you actually have a feel, the feel was Topuria killed him. That was it.
Yeah.
So if there was a little bit of back and forth, that's where it's great. That's why you're at the mercy of hoping that both of the fighters are going to be on their game. That's where you're at.
Yes.
Which is why I think it could hurt a little bit, but that's also why I think it has its moments. And as you are on Levine, if you've been in a car accident, truck accident, suffered a slip and fall, got into a street fight. Who knows? My friends, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are the type to fight for you. I know with Anajar and Levine, they got my back no matter what. They could get yours too, and they don't even charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. Let's call it like we see it. They're the best in the business for a reason. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine today because that's the Anajar and Levine difference. All it takes is one phone call. Take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call for that free consultation today. That's 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back control now with Anajar and Levine. Colin Russo, Kate Chums are coming right back at you. We'll blitz the book following this on a 29th of June edition of Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3.
Daisy right, Soli, blitz right, Travolta right, pumpkin left, alert Charlotte left, don't want.
This is Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Do you know the Mets have lost 2 straight to the Pittsburgh Pirates? Given up 18 runs in 2 games. They got another one today. They're in danger of being swept. They've lost 2 straight.
After I called the Pirates the most disappointing team in the NL.
And after I said the Mets had the best first half of the season throughout anybody in the MLB.
Welcome to baseball, ladies and gentlemen.
That is baseball. The Mets have had the worst record in the last 18 games throughout the major leagues. They've been awful, 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 awful. You can't lose twice to the Pirates. Any other team would be okay. You can't lose twice to the Pirates. You can't lose twice.
Wait, maybe the Rockies. Hold on. There's a few others out there.
The Miami Marlins lost 3 straight to the Rockies. But yes,
Marlins on a 7-game win streak.
Yeah, they have played well. That is Kate Chums and I am Colin Russo. It is Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. Presented by our pals over at Hard Rock Bet. Go download that app today. Go download it on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. Hard Rock's the best because it caters to 2 types of players. If you're brand new, caters to you. Also, if you're experienced like me, caters to you as well. Go over to the Discover page. You can see what other users have put together in terms of parlays, props, and picks. And you can tap and tag along. It is quick. It is easy. It is accessible. And not only with that, you get promo boosts, a profit boost, and you get extra little bonus bets here and there all the time. I was at the Stanley Cup Game 6. I was lucky enough to be there for Oilers-Panthers. And if you're just in the building, Hard Rock gave you like a $15 bonus bet that you could use on anything. That's just the types of things that Hard Rock does all the time, all throughout South Florida. So go get started now. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today. Get $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit as well. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms, conditions apply. Consider by gambling. Call 1-888. All right, we got a couple picks to make. We're going to keep it on the MLB side. Let's blitz the book presented by Hard Rock Bet. What's the Book, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Kate and I are going to be making four picks today, strictly on the MLB side, but bouncing around a little bit. But last week, we made a bunch of picks. Kate, you got our scorecard?
Yeah, we did. We started off this new format. It's four picks. It's two outrights, an over-under, and a player prop. We're going to be keeping track the entire rest of the MLB season. And let's just say it, the gap has been split pretty open pretty early. Colin went 3-for-4 last week. I went 0-for-4.
Wow.
So I have some ground to make up right after week one.
Yeah. Jeez, Kate. Oh, my goodness.
To be fair, you made the rules 2 seconds before we came back from break, and I screamed onto the Hard Rock Bet app to make my picks. I'm actually a little more prepared for this one, so I'm hoping to make at least a few back on you.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's have some fun. My game pick, I'll start with my game pick and then you go to your game pick. Does that work?
Yep, we've got two of those.
My game pick, I'm going to take it with the plus 1.5. I know they're at the Yankees. I like Severino on the mound against his former guys. Selfish, emotional pick. It's against everything I stand for. Give me the Oakland A's today against the New York Yankees.
Wow.
Against Marcus Stroman. Stroman stinks. Let's call it like we see it. Stroman stinks. A's played great yesterday. Plus 1.5 is... The run line. I'll take that because they're plus 175 to win outright. You know what? I'll take the better odds. Plus 175 to win outright. The Oakland A's is pick number one. Cade?
Sounds good. I'm going to go for my first game pick. I just talked about how the Marlins are on a 7-game win streak. They've currently beaten the Arizona Diamondbacks in back-to-back games. They're finishing off the series tonight in Arizona. Here's the thing. The Marlins won both of those games by a narrow one run in each of those games, and their most recent one was a massive four-run comeback in the last two innings. The line right now is minus 200 in favor of Arizona. I think the bookmakers are on to something. Give me the Diamondbacks and a big bounce back against the streaking Marlins. I'll take Arizona minus 200.
All right, my over-under pick, I'm between two, but I think I'm going to take Toronto-Boston today, the over on 9.5 runs. I'm taking that because, number one, Walker Buehler's on the mound for the Boston Red Sox, which means it's going to be batting practice for the Toronto Blue Jays. On the other side, Eric Lauer's pitching, who's had a good year, so I don't know if I love that, but 9.5, that is what I am taking today. I like the over, root for some runs, root for offense, and the Boston Red Sox-Toronto Blue Jays game. That is my over-under. Kate?
All right. You still have another outright to pick, so get ready for it. Yes. I'll give my over-under right now. This Tampa Bay Rays-Baltimore Orioles series has been all over the place. That first game, what was 22-8 in favor of Baltimore, who's one of the most disappointing teams in the AL, to immediately turn it around to Tampa Bay winning 11-3 last night. No idea what's going on, but I know runs will be scored. The line right now for Tampa Bay-Baltimore is 9.5. Give me the over. I know it's minus 105, but it's better than the under at minus 115. Continuing the run streak, Tampa Bay 7-3 in their last 10 games. Tied right now with the Yankees with 47 wins in the AL East. Yankees slipping, Rays coming up, going against the Orioles. Give me the over 9.5 runs.
Interesting. Now, my next outright, I don't know how I feel about this series because they're both so good and they both know how to play each other. But the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves today, you got Ranger Suarez and Spencer Strider on the mound. So you got a good pitching matchup, a very good pitching matchup at that. I'm going to lean Philadelphia here to win outright plus 130, even in Atlanta, because I trust Suarez a little bit more right now than I trust Strider. Give me Philadelphia to win outright at Atlanta today. Plus 130 is the line. So okay. I will take that as my third outright. And I got a player prop to go. Cade?
Got it. Next outright. This team burned me hard last week. I took the Brewers against the Pirates. The Brewers have Colorado this week. Might as well, right?
Right.
Give me Milwaukee at home against Colorado. Colorado only has 18 wins on the year. Negative 222 run differential. Milwaukee slipping a little bit, but they are on a 4-game win streak. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're trying to come up against these Chicago Cubs. in what is kind of veering towards a stacked NL Central. The Reds are above 500. The Cardinals, the Brewers, and the Cubs are all within three games of each other. Brewers against an easy Rockies team at home. I'll just take a safe one as the outright winner. Minus 275. I need to parlay all of these. I'm taking too many of the favorites, but that's who I'm going with because I need some victories.
All right. I don't know how I feel about this, but I'm feeling risky. The Los Angeles Dodgers, we saw that Ohtani hit 102 miles an hour on his fastball the other day. But what I have seen from Chris Bubich, who had a great start of the season, Bubich, and he is the pitching for Kansas City today. The Dodgers don't know who they're going with. I probably should have taken the over for this game, but what I'm trying to get at is I'm liking the fact that Bubich is going to get banged around today. Mookie Betts did not play. He's not played outstanding this season. He hasn't hit very well. But you know what? I'm thinking that Mookie Betts is going to get two hits today.
Wow.
Plus 160.
Okay.
Plus 160 to record two hits today. When was the last time he got two hits? About three games ago against Colorado. Take of that what you will.
Yeah.
I could probably get two hits against Colorado these days. Mookie Betts to get two hits today, plus 160. Talk about a risky player prop. That's what I'm going with to close out my baseball picks for today. Cade?
All right. I'm going with another heavy favorite, but I need some wins in my player prop. Very great game against St. Louis Cardinals, Cleveland Guardians. Baseball movies are on my mind.
Right. Thinking about the Indians.
Yep, pretty much. Guardians, Cardinals. Cardinals have owned this series so far. They've won both of the last two.
And they've played well.
Brendan Donovan has had two hits, two runs, in six targeted at-bats. Six counted at-bats.
Okay.
His over on hits, the line is sitting at 0.5. Give me the over at minus 260. Give me three
hits
in a row.
That's such a cop-out.
Listen, you made the rules.
You're taking a minus 260
You made the
player
rules.
Prop.
If you parlay all my picks, it's plus 453. That's what you can have.
What's the line for him to get two hits?
Hold on.
How about you find that and take that?
Stand by.
Find the line for Donovan to get two hits.
Plus 195. No.
Cade, better odds.
Better odds, sure, but you know, I'm also looking at my record of 0-4 right now.
And you're trying to get on the board?
I would like people to at least trust me in a baseball pick or two.
You're trying to get on the board. See what it is.
Listen,
for three hits.
I would be happy. I would be happy to join your Let's Go Streaking segment on Russo and Rizzo, and I'll just pick all of these crazy lines for Hard Rock Bet so I can go on the negative side.
Can you go on the negative side?
Of the streaking.
Is there a line for him to hit a cycle today?
Exactly. Now, it's interesting because I thought about going for him just to get a run is plus 100. Over under on his runs is plus 100.
Okay.
So you could go there if you wanted a little more value out of the pick.
Right.
But he had zero runs the first game and two runs the second game. So whether it's actually him getting around the bases or not is going to be the issue.
I don't hate that. That's not bad at all. Actually.
Yeah, that'd be the other one to go with. But I want to be on the scoreboard here. I'm going to go with the normal hits.
Wow. All
but
right.
If you parlay it, it's plus 453.
Your parlay is plus 453. You want to take a guess at what my parlay looks
960?
Like? 960. Plus 2,984. Plus 170, the Oakland A's. And then the over 9.5 runs with Blue Jays and Red Sox, that's a minus 115 bet. Phillies to winning at the Braves, at the plus 135. And then plus 160 for two hits for Mookie Betts.
Alrighty then.
How about that? I feel like plus 260 is not great odds for two hits, but we're taking it. Plus 3,000. So a $1 bet gets you $30. That would pay for my F1 IMAX ticket.
There it is.
Which is a joke, by the way.
What are you looking forward to most out of that movie today? Like, what are you going there for?
A great sports movie that I enjoy watching. That's all, period.
Yeah,
I'm not looking to anything to reinvent the wheel. Mm. I'm not looking I'm not looking for, if I wanted to watch The Godfather, I'll watch The Godfather.
I got you.
Right? I had somebody, I was texting one of my buddies who I was getting his gauge in a movie chat we have. And I said, has anybody got any reactions to F1? And everybody was like, well, I heard it's cliche. You heard it's a sports movie's cliche? There's only two ways the sports movie can go. You want them to lose? Of course they're going to win.
Yeah.
Like, if you want that's the way I said it. Like, if you want The Godfather, watch The Godfather. All right? Like, don't watch a racing movie expecting him to finish fourth. All right? Like, don't watch that. That's not going to do you any good. No. It's a sports movie. I mean, I'm anticipating probably a come from
it
behind.
It comes from the guy who made Top Gun Maverick. It's right. Supposed to have that great feel at the end.
Cliche, excited, happy, and apparently it's a visual feast. And I love movies like that where it just, and they filmed it with all the F1 guys. So I don't know what they look like, but I think at the end of the movie, I'll be very intrigued to see what these guys, who's this guy, who's that guy, who's that guy, and then name and place. I think that is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an entertaining movie that has great racing sequences and that is just a good, fun sports movie and a good time at the movies. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, Top Gun Maverick only was, I believe, it was nominated for a lot of things, but it only won one.
Yes.
And that was for sound.
Yeah, it should have won so much more. That movie, you want to talk about saving theaters? That movie saved theaters.
It did.
That movie made a $1.2 billion. In 2022, when nothing was making money, that wasn't unless it was a Marvel movie.
But you talk about what actually the thing won for was sound. An F1 movie with the same production crew for sound
in an IMAX theater is going to be.
You're going to have a blast today.
We'll see. I'm hoping for a good. I spent some money on it, so we're going to see how that goes.
Dead period of sports times. Go out and watch a good movie. Tell me how it goes. I might have to get one myself.
I'll go watch it. I'll let you know how it goes and. If I'm not expecting a plot twist in a F1 sport racing movie.
No, you're there to watch a badass racing movie.
Point blank, period. That's Kate Chums and Colin Russo. It's Sunday Huddle saying so long. Catch our local programming tomorrow with Theoretically Speaking 2-4 weekdays. And also Russo and Rizzo with myself and Mike Rizzo, 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll see you next time. Sunday Huddle, ESPN 106.3.
The preceding program was paid for in full by Hard Rock Bet. Advice and opinions expressed during this program were solely those of the guests or hosts of this program and not of ESPN 106.3 or Good Karma Brands.